Soon after Governor Brian Kemp announced that he would not run for the Senate, Savannah area Republican Congressman Buddy Carter declared his candidacy for the party nomination. Days later, State Insurance Commissioner John King entered the race. Just as quickly, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene released a written social media statement indicating that she will not enter the Senate campaign. Other potential Republican candidates are U.S. Representatives Rich McCormick and Mike Collins, along with State Agricultural Commissioner Tyler Harper. The eventual GOP winner will face first-term Democratic Senator John Ossoff in one of the most competitive Senate races of the 2026 election cycle. According to a report in the Down Ballot Political blog, two new redistricting lawsuits were filed before the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. The moves had been anticipated since Democrats retained their control over the court. A redraw could seriously endanger GOP U.S. Representatives Brian Steil and Derek Van Orden. Florida State Senator Jason Pizzo, who left his position as Senate Democratic leader and his party in late April to become an independent, announced that he will self-finance a 2026 gubernatorial campaign of $25 million and hopes to raise an additional $5 million. With this type of financial backing, Mr. Pizzo could become the de facto Democratic nominee. A new poll from the James Madison Institute finds that Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis would lead U.S. Representative Byron Donalds by a 29-28% margin in a hypothetical Republican primary battle for the 2026 GOP gubernatorial nomination. In another testament to President Trump's strength in primaries, however, when respondents are informed that he has endorsed Representative Donalds, the ballot test evolves to 44-25% in favor of the congressman. Mr. Donalds is an announced gubernatorial candidate. Ms. DeSantis has not yet declared any political plans. Reports from the Hawkeye State indicate that three-term Republican U.S. Representative Randy Feenstra has filed documents to enter the open 2026 Iowa governor's race. Almost simultaneously, State Auditor Rob Sand announced his intention to compete for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination, thus possibly previewing what could become the general election campaign. In another blow to Attorney General Dave Yost's gubernatorial campaign, the Ohio Republican Party's State Central Committee members, on a vote of 60-6, officially endorsed businessman Vivek Ramaswamy for the Republican nomination. Mr. Ramaswamy, who is running far ahead of Yost in the GOP primary polls, now becomes the party's officially endorsed candidate. The only announced Ohio Democratic gubernatorial candidate is former State Health Department Director Amy Acton, though former Congressman and 2022 U.S. Senate nominee Tim Ryan is making public statements about potentially entering the campaign. Republican Governor Mike DeWine is ineligible to seek a third term. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.